Mr. Sonny, I promise I'll put the sheet back when I get back to my chair, but
I'm not worried about
you. I just didn't want you to think I wasn't hearing you. But, you know, as we're even singing that song, it couldn't more aptly touch on what was really on my heart today. And as you just consider this song, the Word of God, and you look there in that first line, and the ancient verses still the same. Jesus lives now in all ways. You go down within the chorus, never changing, nothing more strong. Forever we will build our lives upon the Word of God. And if you could turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, you know, oftentimes think of this passage as different things begin to come up in our lives and in the world around us. And Scripture gives us so many different points in which we're reminded that we're going to be well acquainted with difficult times, that persecutions, difficulties, different times of stretching and growing are going to be all too common within our lives on this earth. In fact, the passage, of course, as we know, starts off in verse 1, realize this, in the last days, difficult times will come. Begins to go through this list and gives us, I think you begin to go down that, and you go right off the bat, lovers of self, and you go, okay, I see that. That's pretty clear. Lovers of money. You begin to go down this list of things, and you realize that this not only defines our time now, but has defined man's turn from God. But as these things begin to surround us, you know, there's different times and seasons that come up and different movements and agendas that the world and man has. And we so often begin to think, okay, we need to do something about it. We need to adapt, perhaps. If you look with me in verse 10, he says, now you followed, this is Paul, of course, speaking to Timothy, says, you followed my teaching, my conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, or you could put steadfastness into there, enduring. And then he begins to add in verse 11, even the persecutions and the sufferings, as he details, such as happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. We know there's even a point in time Paul is stoned to death. The Lord brings him back, and no shortage of times imprisoned and different types of persecutions that would begin to come in. And he says, what persecutions I endured, verse 11, and out of all of them the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus may possibly go through difficulty. Does yours say that?
Will
be persecuted. In fact, if it wasn't bad enough, it'll say, verse 13, evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. You, however, verse 14, go ahead and regroup and come up with a new game plan. Does yours say that one as well? I must be, my vision needs to get checked. No, it says, you, however, continue. You see that? Continue. That word continue would begin to bring in abiding, to continue to live, to press on within your life in the things which you have learned. That learned is not only in a understanding within your mind, but it also is learned by practice, that word. It is those things in which you have lived in, and you've become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them. That from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. You know, we begin to read a text like this, and we begin to see things in the world around us, and the thought is that we need to perhaps adapt and change our message. We need to come up with new methods and practices to begin to not only be strengthened in our walk, but to equip others for the things that they begin to face. But what Paul begins to detail is he goes, Timothy, son, you know the things that I went through. Very well acquainted with it. He goes, the same things that God began to strengthen me in his word. It's the same things he's going to strengthen Timothy in. It's the same thing he's going to strengthen you and I in. And he begins to say the instruction there in 14, as we read, you continue in these things. You go down in great text that we're familiar with in verse 16 as the chapter ends, says all scripture is inspired by God That great word that that theonuptos, breathed by God, just straight from him, his heart, and profitable, meaning it brings true gain, something actually lasting and effective in our lives, for teaching, for reproof, for correction. You know, we talked about this word with the youth on Friday night, and it's that great picture of being turned right side up, and those times in which things begin to come in and get us thrown to the side and maybe get us all turned around. And the Word of God begins to come in, and we begin to see, how do we get back on the right track? How do we come back to truth? For training in righteousness. And then this great verse 17, so the man of God may be adequate, meaning fitted for the very purpose in which God has created you. Very purpose in which God has placed you within the body and equipped for every good work. You know, I can't help but think as well, one of my very first, I would say, favorite passages in Scripture, in Romans chapter 8, if you would turn there with me, and I think about the different times in which not only do we begin to come back to God's Word as we are going through different difficulties in our lives, different things that begin to come up around us. But what is the answer we begin to give to one who God has in our midst that maybe is struggling, maybe is wrestling, maybe is going through some manner of suffering? You come down in verse 35 there at the end of Romans chapter 8. He says, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? For just as it is written in verse 36, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But look at verse 37. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. I'm convinced, verse 38, that neither death nor life, angels, principalities, things present, things to come, or powers, or height, or depth, or any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The thought is, as difficulties come in, seasons of the world seem to change, and that we need to adapt with that. We need to keep up in some way. But that's never what God's Word has told us. The same truths, the same promises of God, the same principles of his word, the same leading of his spirit has not changed. Because according to Hebrews in chapter 13 and verse 8, Jesus doesn't change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I read this text and you go, okay, you have this whole list. That's a pretty comprehensive thing, right? I mean, you come down, you go, any other created thing. Is there anything left in there? Anything? Is there anything in there? No. I appreciate, it's one of the reasons this passage always meant so much to me, because it's pretty comprehensive. But what's always the answer? The answer is Christ. And we have the Word of God. We begin to come to, we can get into the realm of opinion, we can get in the realm of trying to adapt with the times, but the answer is always going to be Christ. And if we'll just stay there and believe and trust that the Word of God that he's given us is going to be that which is going to equip, is going to begin to make those wanting to follow him adequate. So when we have opportunity to encourage someone in truth, are we going to just come back to what it says, to who Christ is? Because we're going to find that firm foundation in him. And so my encouragement is, whether it's you going through something or someone that God brings into your path, who are we going to point them to? What are we going to come back to? We want to give them something that's actually going to endure, that's going to last, that's going to bring real profit into their life. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Lord, I'm so comforted to know that though things around us may begin to swirl and change, that you never do. That, Lord, we can begin to come back to what does it say? What have you told us? That these are truths that, Lord, they need not change because, like you, they're perfect. Direction of your word, the leading of your spirit, Lord, and we're just so thankful for the simplicity of the gospel, and that whatever we begin to encounter, the solution is always coming back to you. Lord, help us to remember that in times as different persecutions or trials may come up in our midst. And Lord, help guard our hearts and our minds and our speech, that as we have opportunity with different ones, that we point them in this same way as well, that we desire to put their hand in yours and trust that you're the one who's going to finish that work. Lord, we give you and you alone the thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.